Those UPS and FedEx delivery trucks bringing you your Amazon Prime? Yeah, Jeff Bezos wants a taste of that action, too. Bloomberg News reports on the company's plans to move into shipping non-Amazon stuff. Bloomberg News found out about this by uncovering some secret internal Amazon documents. Reporter Spencer Soper wrote the story. Hi, Spencer.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Amazon's calling this project Dragon Boat, which sounds vaguely menacing. What is it? What's Dragon Boat?
Yeah, it's their global logistics initiative. And so basically the ultimate plan is to connect a buyer in any country with a merchant in any country, with Amazon as the primary go-between, you know, the primary middleman. And where it would start is in the busy corridors, now primarily China to the U.S. and China to Europe, where Amazon is busy trying to amass networks of merchants who are interested in using Amazon as their primary transportation platform for cross-border trade.
And is Amazon going after UPS and FedEx business here? If so, why them?
Well, it's going after anyone who has a piece of this business now. They've identified inefficiencies in cross-border commerce, and they're looking at ways to squeeze out costs. So it's FedEx, it's UPS, it's DHL, it's any other provider in this space, including a lot of these kind of brokerage companies. A lot of it's not just moving goods in trucks and planes. A lot of it is also the paperwork involved with moving goods over country borders.
And why should I care who delivers what where?
I don't know. Maybe you don't, but the consumer implications of this, if Amazon is able to peel out some layers, it could be and encourage a greater number of merchants to sell cross-border. As a consumer, you might see a broader inventory, you know, a broader selection of goods available and lower costs.
A freer flow of goods and maybe lower cost.
Exactly.
How about, I use Amazon Prime. Do you think I care one way or the other as an Amazon customer?
Well, again, it would be about broadening the inventory available to you. And so cross-border e-commerce is a field that's growing. In the U.S., it's less prominent because items are so abundantly available here. You hardly go wanting for anything in the U.S., and it can be bigger, more popular in other countries where the selection is more limited.
And how about somebody who lives in the Seattle area where what Amazon does affects us because they grow and develop and we boom? How big a business does this seem like it could be for Amazon, or is it smaller scale than that?
No, it could potentially be a huge business. One analyst I interviewed estimated about $400 billion. Ultimately, you know, this would take many years. But if they do get into the physical movement of goods and planes and trucks, if they take on more of that and more of this brokerage, you know, the paper pushing involved, if they're able to automate that it could be another tremendous business comparable to its growing cloud computing business.
Yeah, and that's huge. Any reason to think that a lot of that business has to bring a lot of workers to the Seattle area, or would it be way more dispersed?
Likely way more dispersed. There would be some internal functions that could potentially be here, but right now it seems that the effort is in China, salespeople in China recruiting merchants into this platform. So that seems to be where most of the hiring has been. But if it grows and starts hitting scale, and who knows where those bodies would land.
You don't know why it's called Dragon Boat, do you?
No, I mean, I know that's popular festivals where they have these boats designed like dragons, and I imagine it's a reference to that and the busy corridor of, you know, China to Europe and the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not entirely sure. I think it's mostly a cultural reference.
Spencer Soper writes for Bloomberg News, and he found out about this move by Amazon, a planned move into shipping stuff that's not Amazon. It was good to talk to you about it, Spencer. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.